Emotive and friendly.
Friendly but serious. Guidelines. Maintain core information, add transitions, keep turns concise, engaging, follow flow naturally. Input data. A series of statements tagged as speaker 1 and speaker 2. I need to weave these into a dialogue that sounds natural, not just a list of statements. I need to respect the specific instruction for each speaker's tone. 2. Review the input content. Topic: a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Senate targeting sports betting casino-style contracts in prediction markets. Key points: bill aims to banish betting via prediction markets. Significance for investors, crypto traders. Legal gambling landscape shifting. Definition of prediction markets: political sports, crypto dApps versus centralized. Overlap between prediction markets and sports betting. Federal power versus state legalization. Specific focus: casino-style bets prohibited federally. State betting, NY/NV. NJ could remain, but platforms might be in violation federally. Implications for crypto, Polymarket, etc. Shutdowns or migration. Compliance, KYC AML becoming stricter. Bipartisan nature, addiction money laundering concerns. Liquidity loss. Tension between decentralized crypto and regulated finance. Conclusion. Watch this legislation, prepare for restrictive landscape, precedent for future financial innovations. 3. Drafting strategy tone and flow. Speaker 1, emotive friendly, needs to sound warm, excited, or concerned in a personal way. Use phrases like you know, think about it. It really gets us to think. Speaker 2, friendly serious, needs to sound grounded, analytical, informative, but not cold. Use phrases like that's a valid point, let's break this down, we need to consider. Flow, start with the news hook. Move to the technical details, how it works. Discuss the implications, compliance, shutdowns. Discuss the political aspect, bipartisan. End with the conclusion looking forward. Integration. I cannot just paste the input lines. I need to combine them or slightly rephrase them to make it sound like a conversation, while keeping the core info intact. The prompt says, transform the provided content, which usually means using the provided text as the source material, but making it conversational. I should not delete key facts, but I can split long thoughts or add connecting words. Correction, looking closely at the input, it's already a script draft, speaker 1. Text speaker 2, text. However, the current format is very robotic and choppy, e.g., speaker 2. While many states in the U.S., the next line, speaker 1, have legalized. I need to fix these broken sentences to make it coherent. I need to smooth out the transitions. 4. Step-by-step transformation. Intro. Speaker 1 introduces the news with enthusiasm, worry. Speaker 2 contextualizes it. Body paragraph 1, what is it? Speaker 1 explains prediction markets. Speaker 2 explains the platform types, centralized versus dApps. Body paragraph 2, the law. Speaker 1 talks about federal versus state power. Speaker 2 talks about the specific ban on casino-style contracts. Body paragraph 3, impact. Speaker 1 discusses crypto platforms like Polymarket. Speaker 2 discusses compliance costs and innovation stifling. Body paragraph 4, politics. Speaker 1 notes the bipartisan aspect. Speaker 2 notes the rarity of this and the risk consensus adds. Body paragraph 5, state versus federal. Speaker 1 mentions the state legalization boom. Speaker 2 mentions federal override potential. Conclusion. Speaker 1 wraps up with the watch this space vibe. Speaker 2 concludes on the precedent setting. Fixing broken sentences. Input. Speaker 2, While many states in the U.S., Next Line, Speaker 1, have legalized sports betting. Fix, combine these into one coherent thought or make Speaker 2 finish the sentence. Input, Speaker 2. For now, the conversation remains one of balancing innovation with consumer protection, and the outcome of this bill will set a precedent for how future financial innovations are treated under federal law. Fix, keep this as a strong closer. Applying tone.
Wow, this is huge news. It really gets us thinking.
That's a serious development. We have to look at the mechanics. 5. Drafting the script mental or scratchpad. S1. Hey everyone, big news for crypto folks. A bipartisan bill is coming to the Senate. S2, right, and it's not just a formality. It targets sports betting and casino contracts on prediction markets. S1, that legal gambling landscape is shifting fast. This federal intervention is a pivotal moment for crypto and gambling. S2, we need to define the scope, though. This is huge for investors and traders. S1, prediction markets are booming. People trade on events, politics, sports. S2, platforms vary too. From centralized exchanges to blockchain dApps using tokens. S1, the bill looks at the overlap. S2, here's the distinction. States like NY and Nevada legalized betting. But federal power is still on gambling across lines. S1, the bill says casino-style bets get prohibited federally. S2, so state sports betting stays, but decentralized cross-border markets face bans. S1, that's crucial. Polymarket uses blockchain transparency. S2, if the ban hits, platforms close to U.S. users. S1, users forced to migrate or shut down. S2, developers face stricter KYC and AML. S1, that adds cost and could kill innovation for smaller projects. S2, also, bipartisan support is rare. S1, but they agree on the risks, addiction and money laundering. S2, increases likelihood of passing in early stages. S1, it complicates the state versus federal dynamic. S2, average user impact might seem distant, but tightening precedes access changes. S1, existing platforms may restrict to non-US residents. S2, liquidity drops for financial forecasting. S1, highlights tension between decentralized crypto and regulated finance. S2, as industry matures, pressure increases. S1, investors need to watch this. Signals broader government intervention. S2, bill marks a significant regulatory shift. S1, ban or stricter requirements. The environment is complex. S2, Senate deliberates, stakeholders must prepare. S1, balancing innovation with protection. S2, outcome sets precedent for future financial innovations. Refining, make it sound more natural. Combine the broken sentences, while many states have legalized. Ensure tone matches. Speaker 1 is emotive, Speaker 2 is serious. Revised plan, S1, start with wow, hold on a second. S2, it's a serious regulatory development. Merge the broken sentence about states. Ensure emotional cues, it really gets us thinking. We have to look at the mechanics. Keep the info accurate. 6. Final Polish, check against constraints. No metatalk. Only script. Tags correct. Self-correction on input. The input has broken sentences across speakers, e.g., Speaker 2. While many states in the U.S., followed by Speaker 1, have legalized. I must fix this to make it a coherent conversation. I will merge these thoughts logically. Tone check. S1 should sound more passionate, warm. S2 should sound more grounded, analytical. Let's write it. Wait, I need to make sure I don't output any thinking. Just the script, drafting content.
Hey everyone, I've got some big news that's been making waves in the Senate right now. A bipartisan bill is currently under consideration that aims to specifically target and potentially ban sports betting and casino-style contracts executed through prediction markets.
That's a significant regulatory development for investors, traders, and cryptocurrency enthusiasts. It's capable of reshaping how decentralized platforms interact with traditional finance and the betting industries.
The landscape of legal gambling is definitely shifting, and this federal intervention marks a pivotal moment for the intersection of gambling and cryptocurrency. But before we panic, we need to understand the gravity of this news.
Exactly. To understand the scope, we have to define exactly what this targets. Prediction markets have gained popularity among crypto users, allowing individuals to trade contracts based on the outcomes of future events, ranging from political elections to sports scores.
And the platforms vary, don't they? From centralized exchanges to blockchain-based decentralized applications, often utilizing tokens.
Yes, the bill focuses on the overlap between these prediction markets and traditional sports betting. While many states in the U.S. have legalized sports betting, the federal government retains the power to regulate gambling across state lines.
That distinction is crucial. It implies that while state sports betting might remain untouched, decentralized or cross-border prediction markets operating on similar mechanics could face stricter federal oversight or outright bans.
The implications for the cryptocurrency industry could be profound. Many prediction market platforms, such as Polymarket, operate by leveraging the transparency and speed of blockchain technology.
If a federal ban moves forward, these platforms would effectively be closed to U.S. users, forcing them to cease operations or migrate to jurisdictions with looser regulations.
For developers and entrepreneurs, compliance requirements would become significantly more stringent. The bill would likely mandate robust Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering protocols, even stricter than those currently seen in traditional finance.
That adds a layer of operational cost that could stifle innovation or push smaller projects out of the market. One of the most intriguing aspects of this potential bill is its bipartisan nature.
In the current political climate, finding common ground on gambling regulation is rare. However, the focus on preventing casino-style contracts suggests lawmakers from both sides agree that these specific financial instruments carry risks, particularly regarding addiction and money laundering.
This consensus increases the likelihood that the legislation could pass, at least in its initial stages. It is also worth noting how this interacts with the ongoing legalization of sports betting in individual states.
While states like New York, Nevada, and New Jersey have seen a boom in legal betting, federal intervention could override state-level decisions regarding the mechanism of the bet. This creates a complex legal environment where a bettor might be legally able to place a wager in their state of residence, but the platform hosting that wager could be operating in violation of federal law.
For the average user and trader, the immediate impact might seem distant, but regulatory tightening often precedes significant changes in user access. If the ban is enacted, existing platforms may be forced to shut down their prediction markets entirely or restrict access to non-US residents.
This could result in a loss of liquidity and trading opportunities for those who wish to use these platforms for financial forecasting. Furthermore, this move highlights the growing tension between the decentralized ethos of crypto and the highly regulated nature of traditional finance.
As the industry matures, the pressure to align with federal standards will only increase. Investors should keep a close watch on this legislation, as it could signal a broader trend of increased government intervention in the financial markets linked to digital assets.
The potential Senate bill targeting sports betting on prediction markets marks a significant regulatory shift. Whether this leads to a complete ban or simply stricter compliance requirements remains to be seen, but one thing is certain. The regulatory environment for prediction markets is becoming more crowded and complex.
As the U.S. Senate deliberates on this matter, stakeholders in the crypto space must prepare for the possibility of a more restrictive landscape.
For now, the conversation remains one of balancing innovation with consumer protection, and the outcome of this bill will set a precedent for how future financial innovations are treated under federal law. Review against constraints, output-only script content, alternating format, follow tone, S1 emotive-friendly, S2 friendly-serious, keep info intact, fix the broken sentence issue from the original input, while many states have legalized. I merged them in my draft above. Ensure no intro-outro text. Refining tone, S1 needs to sound more emotive. I've got some big news is good. But before we panic is good. S2 needs to sound serious. That's a significant regulatory development is good. We have to consider the scope is good. I will tweak the transition slightly to ensure it feels less like a list and more like a podcast. Wait, one check on the broken sentence fix, original input. While many states in the U.S.
have legalized sports betting, the federal government retains the power to regulate gambling across state lines. My draft combined this.
Yes, the bill focuses on the overlap between these prediction markets and traditional sports betting. While many states in the U.S. have legalized sports betting, the federal government retains the power to regulate gambling across state lines. This is better. I will proceed with this version. Final check on instructions. Output only the script content. Do not include any thinking process. Okay, ready to generate CS/think.
Hey everyone, I've got some big news that's been making waves in the Senate right now. A bipartisan bill is currently under consideration that aims to specifically target and potentially ban sports betting and casino-style contracts executed through prediction markets.
That's a significant regulatory development for investors, traders, and cryptocurrency enthusiasts. It's capable of reshaping how decentralized platforms interact with traditional finance and the betting industries.
The landscape of legal gambling is definitely shifting, and this federal intervention marks a pivotal moment for the intersection of gambling and cryptocurrency. But before we get too worried, we need to understand the gravity of this news.
Exactly. To understand the scope, we have to define exactly what this targets. Prediction markets have gained popularity among crypto users, allowing individuals to trade contracts based on the outcomes of future events, ranging from political elections to sports scores.
And the platforms vary, don't they? From centralized exchanges to blockchain-based decentralized applications, often utilizing tokens.
Yes, the bill focuses on the overlap between these prediction markets and traditional sports betting. While many states in the U.S. have legalized sports betting, the federal government retains the power to regulate gambling across state lines.
That distinction is crucial. It implies that while state sports betting might remain untouched, decentralized or cross-border prediction markets operating on similar mechanics could face stricter federal oversight or outright bans.
The implications for the cryptocurrency industry could be profound. Many prediction market platforms, such as Polymarket, operate by leveraging the transparency and speed of blockchain technology.
If a federal ban moves forward, these platforms would effectively be closed to U.S. users, forcing them to cease operations or migrate to jurisdictions with looser regulations.
For developers and entrepreneurs, compliance requirements would become significantly more stringent. The bill would likely mandate robust Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering protocols, even stricter than those currently seen in traditional finance.
That adds a layer of operational cost that could stifle innovation or push smaller projects out of the market. One of the most intriguing aspects of this potential bill is its bipartisan nature.
In the current political climate, finding common ground on gambling regulation is rare. However, the focus on preventing casino-style contracts suggests lawmakers from both sides agree that these specific financial instruments carry risks, particularly regarding addiction and money laundering.
This consensus increases the likelihood that the legislation could pass, at least in its initial stages. It is also worth noting how this interacts with the ongoing legalization of sports betting in individual states.
While states like New York, Nevada, and New Jersey have seen a boom in legal betting, federal intervention could override state-level decisions regarding the mechanism of the bet. This creates a complex legal environment where a bettor might be legally able to place a wager in their state of residence, but the platform hosting that wager could be operating in violation of federal law.
For the average user and trader, the immediate impact might seem distant, but regulatory tightening often precedes significant changes in user access. If the ban is enacted, existing platforms may be forced to shut down their prediction markets entirely or restrict access to non-US residents.
This could result in a loss of liquidity and trading opportunities for those who wish to use these platforms for financial forecasting. Furthermore, this move highlights the growing tension between the decentralized ethos of crypto and the highly regulated nature of traditional finance.
As the industry matures, the pressure to align with federal standards will only increase. Investors should keep a close watch on this legislation, as it could signal a broader trend of increased government intervention in the financial markets linked to digital assets.
The potential Senate bill targeting sports betting on prediction markets marks a significant regulatory shift. Whether this leads to a complete ban or simply stricter compliance requirements remains to be seen, but one thing is certain. The regulatory environment for prediction markets is becoming more crowded and complex.
As the U.S. Senate deliberates on this matter, stakeholders in the crypto space must prepare for the possibility of a more restrictive landscape.
For now, the conversation remains one of balancing innovation with consumer protection, and the outcome of this bill will set a precedent for how future financial innovations are treated under federal law.